If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness was crazy this year. It's always crazy. That's why they call it March Madness. Mm-hmm. But they are saying that yesterday concluded one of the best Final Four matchups and championship, like, final games here in the college basketball championship ever, maybe. Both Final Four games were epic games that ended by, like, less than 3 points with crazy closeouts. And then the championship game yesterday had Kevin waiting to see if he was going to win the office pool. Hundreds of dollars
on the line.
Have you ever won one before?
No, I've never won it all out. I have come in the top three, but never won all of it.
And I've never won one of those before. And Kevin, you had who winning it all?
I had the Houston Cougars winning it all, and I thought after their amazing comeback against Duke, because that was unheard of that they actually were available, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is Cinderella's story. They're going to win it all. This is going to be great.
Who won it all?
Florida Gators.
Oh, no. Yep.
And it was in a crazy fashion again yesterday. Florida was down by 12 points, and Houston comes back and wins it within seconds. Kevin was seconds away
Houston
from
was down by 12.
Or sorry. Houston.
Well, Florida was down.
Yeah, Florida. I had it right. Florida was down by 12
and
points.
And they came back and won it.
They came back and won it. And you, so you were literally seconds away from winning the entire office pool and being the office champion around here. Kevin was going to be walking around the office with a big old like coat on, like he was a pimp.
I was excited for it, you know. And then we were talking because you had Duke winning it all.
Yeah, in that Final Four, that crazy Duke matchup.
Yes.
If Duke would have went to the championship, not only would I have been in the running to win our office pool one, but I had entered AB and Hannah in my fantasy football one, which was like a $50 one, so the winner gets like $600.
Wow!
So I would have won like $700-$800 if Duke would have won it all, and they did not. So within seconds, I was stripped from hundreds of dollars too. If you were wondering how you guys did in the fantasy football one, I'm sure you guys were wondering.
Yeah.
Dead last. You are an embarrassment to the fantasy football.
Love it. That's the risk you run.
You even finished below your boy Stefan in the fantasy football league, who I thought was going to let you beat him because he likes to flirt with you, Hannah, but you didn't even beat Stefan.
Nope.
Actually, you almost beat nobody. I looked at it up today. You guys finished in the bottom half of the bottom 9% of brackets in the entire country.
Wow. 91 other. I mean, that's pretty impressive in and of itself.
I mean, that's more impressive than coming in like fifth.
91% of brackets were better than your guys' bracket.
You had to work at that.
Yeah, you had to work.
That's very special, actually.
So nobody on AB was first for the first two weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Did not win it.
Did not.
Kevin and I were second and third going into the final two games of the Final Four, did not win it. And then Kevin was down to the final two people to win the whole thing.
Did not win it. No.
And I came out on top, and I didn't even play.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Brett Megas Show. The Shota did not win it.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.